We end today with letters, the letters many of you Beatles fans will probably send us about the music you're about to hear. Beatles purists will say that no one should perform the band's music but the Beatles themselves, but think Earth, Wind & Fire's cover of Got to Get You Into My Life, or Joe Cocker's A Little Help from My Friends. It is possible, Beatlemaniacs, that some artists can pull off Beatles tunes, maybe even own them in a way the Beatles didn't. Yes, there, that notion is finally out in the open. Discuss among yourselves whilst we survey the latest entry in Beatles covers. This one is a cover of an entire Beatles album. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act I've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hustler Band. This is the Easy Star All-Stars, a mostly Jamaican reggae supergroup that has made a living out of reinterpreting concept albums in reggae and dub. They've already taken on Pink Floyd in Dub Side of the Moon, and they covered Radiohead's OK Radio as Radio Dread. But doing an album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Dub Band is not only going into sacred Beatles territory, it's going under the hood of the original concept album. The good news is the concept remains intact, even though Beatles fans might shrug and say, "Meh, I'd rather listen to the original." But first, check this out. Kirsty Rock is not Jamaican. She's a vocalist from Vermont who's billed as the Queen of Dub. Rock is known for skillfully delving into both Beatles tunes and Jamaican styles. This is her appropriately ska rendition of She's Leaving Home. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. One of the other standout tracks is also not performed by a Jamaican, but by Matis Yahu, a New York Hasidic Jew who plays dub. He hit the reggae scene big time a couple of years ago, and his familiarity with Yiddish major-minor scales makes him the ideal messenger for the mystical and Indian-inspired Within You, Without You. We were talking about the space between us all. And the people who hide themselves behind a wall of illusion, never glimpse the truth, then it's far too late when they pass away. The most surprising thing about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Dub Band is how straight ahead many of these artists spin these songs. They don't do complex acrobatics to make them sound overly reggae and dub. It helps that the drug culture of Sgt. Pepper translates easily between Abbey Road and Trenchtown. There are occasional lyrical substitutions, but at the end of the album, you walk away with the same smile you had the first time you heard the real thing. After all, they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged my fingers through my dreads. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the world's Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening. Somebody spoke.